Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
I was going over to running back, surprise RB1, a not typical RB1 who's going to perform at RB1, and we snake it. So, Mindy, you're up. You get to pick first your surprise RB1 of the week.
Cheating a little bit here. I mean, technically, he's, you know, just outside the RB1 range, according to the rankings that we were looking at together. Actually, he got bumped up since I actually put this. He was RB13 when I wrote this up earlier. He's now RB11. So it was going to be Kyren Williams.
Oh, it could be Kyren Williams still. You're fine.
I mean, he's a guy, he scored 4 touchdowns first 2 games and has literally, he is the workhorse for this team. He is somebody, as you mentioned, Welsh, all the stats against the Bengals and what they've been doing against running backs and just the running game in general. Who's taking him off the field at this point? Cam Akers isn't going to play. They have rookie Zach Evans that was inactive last week. I give anybody that's listening the chance, try to list all the running backs they have on this team without looking at the depth chart. It's brutal. So Kyren Williams is the guy. He's going to probably play 80% plus of the snaps. He had 2 touchdowns last week through the air, on the ground. He is a plug and play RB1 this week, which I don't think any of us thought going into the season, but that's just how crazy the NFL has been so far.
I buy it. You want to know another interesting thing too? I think they did it in the Niner game, and you might see a little bit more, is the Rams like to use Puka a little bit like the Niners use Debo, where they were handing him off and they might play him in the backfield. That might be some of your change of pace come from Puka and not another running back. So yeah, I believe Kyren is the guy. And if the Rams at all, I mean, dude, think about this. This is why I like this call a lot. If there's no Joe Burrow, and the Rams,
they're going to have the ball a lot.
If the Rams have the ball a lot and they have a lead, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be just pounding the ball in to control the clock, because how much are the Bengals going to have the ball with Browning at quarterback?
Well, that's what I think part of their problem defensively has been too, the Bengals, is they don't have the ball. It's been 3 and outs for Joe Burrow and incompletions and all that stuff all year long. There's no rhythm. So they're 3 and out, punt the ball. Defense has been gassed in the third and fourth quarter. Doesn't matter how good you can have the 85 Bears. If they're on the field for 45 minutes a game, they're going to get torched in that third and fourth quarter.
That's a good call. Bogman, your surprise RB1 of the week.
Ooh, this is a big risk. I'm going risky here, but give me Alexander Mattison against the Chargers to rebound from his ugly, ugly first 2 weeks. And I think part of this too is because there is just no way you can throw the ball 40 times again if you're the Vikings and expect Kirk Cousins to stay upright this year. He's getting beaten into the ground every single game. And he will not be able to stay. I mean, we all saw him on the quarterback show where he's every time he throws. And that was like a little bit later in the season. We're on week three and he's already like that. So they have got to figure out, they got too many offensive line problems to let Kirk Cousins keep getting pounded in the ground. I think Madison is going to be able to. The Chargers defense is soft everywhere. It has not improved like we thought it would. And I just think Minnesota looked good. They have the extra rest coming out Thursday Night Football. I think we're going to see a lot of Alexander Mattison, who keeps fumbling the ball, but he's going to want to prove it, and he's going to want to have a good game here, and I think he can do it. So I'll go with Alexander Mattison against the Chargers, going out on a little bit of a limb for him.
I think I might have also mentioned this guy before, but my surprise RB one of the week, I'm going to go with Miles Sanders. He's not too much further outside of this list. And there's not a lot of things that have pointed to say like, oh, he's going to have these big, massive breakouts, because there has been some shared time, annoyingly to some degree. But I think that is going to slowly move throughout the rest of the season. A couple beneficial things for Miles Sanders in this matchup. Seattle gives up the 6th most fantasy points for 2 weeks to running backs, and they are giving up the most rushing attempts in the NFL to running backs are coming from the Seattle defense. They're also tied for giving up the most rushing touchdowns so far this year. Now you come over to Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders has averaged 16 carries per game, but he's also being targeted in the backfield. As a matter of fact, he's averaging around, if you consider targets touches in respect, he's averaging about 22.5 touches per game from 5 and 6 targets. So 11 total targets receiving. He's caught at least 3 balls in both games. And that's around 19.5 touches, actual physical touches he's getting between receptions and running the ball. I think that's still kind of primary work. I don't think Seattle's defense is good enough on the stop. I think they're going to rely more and more on Miles Sanders. And he's great on both sides. He's the main back on the ground, and he also is going to be able to catch the ball. And Seattle has not done a good job, especially stopping running backs from scoring. So if Carolina can move the ball a little bit, it'll be in favor of Miles Sanders. Now, moving to the surprise RB2 of the week. This is where I ruin Mendy's day, because I'm going to go with Jaylen Warren.
Oh,
I think
boy.
That's where it's going to go. I think I knew that boy. Was going to happen. Jaylen, I was telling Boggs this off air Sunday or Monday or whatever it was. I was like, I know Boggs is a big nosh.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
The Harris defender, and I may have said this on the last show too, but it's just I can't get over how good Jaylen Warren does look on the field. Like, he just looks better. Like, Najee Harris is definitely, like, Najee Harris looks like he's always being pushed into a line, and Jaylen Warren is making the path. Like, Najee falls the path, Jaylen makes the path. And I think he plays both sides of the ball really well. A couple stats for you. Las Vegas is giving up the 3rd most fantasy points to running backs, which is something you gotta love.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
5th most targets to running backs are coming from Las Vegas, and the 4th most receptions. Now, why does that also matter? Because Jaylen has been targeted 12 times through 2 games and has carried, has doubled his carries from week 1 to 2. So he went from 3 to 6 carries. He has 12 targets out of the backfield. And this is against a defense that is not doing a good job of stopping running backs from catching the ball. It's not crazy workload type of stuff because he's barely in the 10 touches. I think that changes this week. I think they try to switch some of this stuff up. I think you could push 15 touches this week, 8 to 10 carries, and I think you can get 4 to 5 balls out of the backfield. This is not a defense that is going to be able to stop Jaylen Warren. And if somehow Pittsburgh got up, bam, more Jaylen Warren. I think he's a surprise RB2 this week. What were you shaking your head about? Like,
well, I think you're absolutely right about Jaylen Warren needing more touches. He looks better. It's hard to argue. We talked about this before. You know, it's hard to argue that Jaylen Warren is better than Najee. He just is right now. But also, like, Matt Canada is the biggest moron in the NFL. There's no way they're getting more touches to him than Najee because he's a complete idiot. So that is not going to happen. It's still going to be even. You know, just think of whatever stupid thing a dumb person would do. That's what Matt Canada is going to do in the office.
There's a scene from Idiocracy that it's really seeping in here.
Yep. 100%. I'm thinking of the exact same one. It's about his chart. It's not good.
Well.
And your offense is all not good. So, right. Exactly. So, I mean, there's just no way they're going to give him more touches. It's definitely
surprise RB2. He's an RB2 this week.
He should be. Well, look, the Raiders are the worst coach team in the NFL, and that includes the Steelers with Matt Canada. So I completely agree with you. I think both Najee and Jaylen Warren would be pretty valuable this week, because it should just be run all over the Raiders' time. That's what it should be. But the Steelers love to lose to the Raiders on the road. We'll see. My RB2 here, surprise RB2. And look, I had Justice Hill, but we found out Justice Hill is dealing with some turf toe. He was getting more looks, more touches than Gus Edwards. But, you know, we said this on Monday. It's a lot like the Steelers' backfield. Gus Edwards is clearly the better back than Justice Hill. But Justice Hill was getting more touches and more snaps. It doesn't make sense now that he's down, and we may see Melvin Gordon here. Melvin Gordon is washed. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gus Edwards is good to go, ready to roll. Looks a lot better than he did. He looked kind of indecisive and stuff in the preseason. He looked much better last week. I think we're getting a little more juice underneath him right now as well. They're playing Indy. Indy's tough, you know, especially if Richardson is down. I mean, I know people love Gardner Minshew. I just over Gardner Minshew. I can't do it. So I think the Ravens are going to be running the ball a lot this week. I think Gus Edwards has a big game, especially if Justice Hill is a no-go. And I really like him this week, so he's going to be my surprise RB2. I think he's at like 33 or something right now.
Yeah, that's a pretty good low one. Mindy, your surprise RB2 for the week?
I mean, you, like we did on the Fantasy Baseball podcast, Jaylen Warren, we're right in step with the same guy here. So Jaylen Warren is not only leading NFL running backs in targets per game, 6 per game right now, tied with Kyren Williams for number one among running backs. He's averaging more targets per game than Jaylen Waddle, Allen Robinson, Jordan Addison, DK Metcalf, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I mean, just go down the list of guys. Gabe Davis, like, he is a legit wide receiver right now at the running back position. That's also giving you carries. He's just incredible for fantasy right now. He's been super efficient in the air with 9 receptions already in 2 games. The Steelers right now, their offense looks putrid with Matt Canada at the helm, as we've heard Bogman expressing his displeasure with him so far. But I mean, man, Jaylen Warren looks just so much more explosive. Did you guys see that run by Najee the other night? I think it was the 21-yard run. Just where he started upfield and then went downfield, and just how slow he looked. He doesn't look like an NFL runner. He looks like a Trent Richardson 2.0.
Oh,
and
my God.
Bogman's getting mad.
I mean, that's honestly how it reminds me every time I see him run. Jaylen Warren's the explosive running back in this backfield, and I don't think he could handle 20 touches per week, but you give him like that, you know, 15 touches, maybe like, you know, 5-6 catches and 9-10 carries, whatever it is. He's going to be a beast for fantasy. So he's kind of still under the radar right now. She should be an RB2 this week.
All right. Your sleeper running back for the week. So, you know, usually this is like a not typical top 36 back. So when you think that's going to pop up. So who's your sleeper running back for the week?
I want to double check to see okay. So he's about where I ranked him before, or where he was ranked before. Roshan Johnson is RB 35 this week. And he's basically right now the highest scoring fantasy running back in the Bears backfield in PPR formats. He's caught more passes than Khalil Herbert this season. And let's just put it how it is. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to probably destroy the Chicago Bears. And who's been the guy that's been coming in playing the most snaps when the Bears have been behind? It's been Roshan Johnson. You could say it's been garbage time. You could say whatever the case may be. But they also made Donta Foreman inactive last week. And Roschon Johnson rose to the occasion and got more work. He's been the best looking back in this backfield. He had the most snaps and touches for the Bears last week. I do think Roschon Johnson is somebody that maybe it's not going to be pretty, but by the end of the game, he's going to be the guy they trust more in pass protection. They're going to give him more catches out of the backfield. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him sneak in the end zone. RB 35 to me feels a little bit too low. So I think he could be someone you could maybe look at in a flex play in like a deeper league. And I think that he's not going to be talked about much on any other podcast at this point because he's not a sexy name yet. So Roschon Johnson is somebody I would definitely look at, especially with how bad Justin Fields has looked so far.
All right, Boggs, who is your sleeper RB for the week?
Love the Roschon pick. Hook him. Let's go. For me, I'm going to go with Tyjae Spears here. Tyjae Spears is getting a lot of snaps still. They're playing a busted Cleveland team this week. And I just, from what we've seen from Deshaun Watson, I just don't think this offense can be trusted without Nick Chubb. I'd be saying the same thing about Tennessee if you took Derrick Henry away, right? I just think this is going to be a bad game for Cleveland. I think they're in a bad spot. You can see the shock on their face after Nick Chubb went down. I think they're still kind of reeling from it. Watson has looked bad. I don't think they're going to hold the ball a lot in this game. I think Tennessee is going to have it a lot, which means more touches for Tyjae Spears. And once again, Tyjae Spears is not a threat to Derrick Henry, but if they're holding the ball a lot, he's going to get a lot of looks. So I like Tyjae this week in a rout of the Browns by Tennessee.
Mine is oogly. Mine is ooglier than oogly, but I'm going to play it out. I'm going with Tony Jones. And ooh. Tony Jones is ugly because everyone's like, hey, Kendre Miller's active. That's great that Kendre Miller's active. I'm super happy for him, and I think he'll get run. But what they're not going to do is give him all of it. You want to know another secret one? And I'm going to put this in. We don't do tight ends. I think Taysom Hill might be a tight end one this week because he got 9 carries for 75 mm-hmm. yards this past week. I think he might be the primary back. We'll see where it goes. But Tony Jones had 12 carries, only 34 yards, but is the goal line back. 2 touchdowns, and they're going up against Green Bay. Green Bay is giving up the 4th most fantasy points to running backs and is top 6 in attempts and yards given up this week. So they're going to be able to move the ball. That actually might work in the favor of Kendre Miller. I just don't know how this is going to look. But what I do know is if they're inside the 5, it'll go to Tony Jones, but it also might go to Taysom Hill. So this is just a shot in the dark because he did get a primary bulk of carries. Obviously, Kendre Miller wasn't active, so things could change. It's ugly, but he has moved up. He's inside the top 40 on Fantasy Pros consensus, and he is my sleeper guy of the week.
Did you see guys a better called 2 touchdowns from him last week?
Did they really?
Dude, I'm always amazed by these people.
Was it Jake Seeley?
No, there's people that'll be like, oh, you know, Tony Jones, 2 touchdowns. And then they always have it paired with something else insane.
Well,
it'll
so that's like, what it
and,
was.
And it'll be, and Whitehead, 3 interceptions. And you're like, what the, like, what? Yeah, it was crazy.
It was Tony Jones, 2 touchdowns, and Jerome Ford to lead that game in rushing.
Yeah, and it'll be like, they bet $7 to win $1.8 million. And you're like, what the hell? And I think it wasn't it like 70 grand the guy won?
Yeah, it was like $5 to win 71 grand.
I wonder how many other just ridiculous $5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man. You can't afford it.
Like, did he have? Did he have 10 of them? Yes, like, we should
be like, hey, like let's the 3 of us come up with a $5 bet on the most ridiculous thing in one of the games, and then just throw it down and see what happens.
You know what you should do? You should come on with. You're welcome to do it this week when we do Bet This League, our Friday football episode where it's all dedicated to bets. We live stream it 3 p.m. Eastern on our Twitch. Before it hits the podcast, if you can make it, we will totally do one of those.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this before, not to keep harping on it, but I hit a 4 anytime touchdown parlay this week, which paid me out really nice. And I was 3 goddamn yards away from hitting the 8 leg under or over 25 yard receiving prop.
Jahan Dotson.
3 yards away from Jahan Dotson. He screwed up eight.
I'm guessing Dotson's not in your wide receiver picks, Welsh.
Not in my wide receiver picks this week. So you are welcome to come on and we can make one of those. We could do a $5. We'll come up with three crazy bets this week and we could do the $100,000 win. I love it. I'm down for it.
I'm in.
All right, sweet. Going over to wide receiver ones. I actually will tell you this. My wide receiver two can qualify at this as well, but he is not in this range. I'm going to go with a very simplistic one, and I don't have a whole lot that I need to sell you guys on. Puka Nacua. You know the reasons. What is it? 35 targets, 25 catches.
Yeah.
Insane. He's the primary guy. He's still not a wide receiver one. Now, maybe he moved in since we did this. Let me go over to half PPR because I know Jake has him high. No, he's 13. Jake had him at 14. He's still moving up that list. I think he's a wide receiver one. Obviously you can run against Cincinnati. And if you're not running, you're going to throw the ball. And there is high efficiency coming out of the Rams. The Rams give you a perfect. Now, if a team finds better ways to stop it, which by the way, the better way is having really good cover corners that can play like press man coverage. That's how you can stop these like 10 yard outs or these 7 yard ins and quick, efficient throws, which Matthew Stafford could do. That's how you stop that. Most teams don't have that. The 49ers did not have that. So they played this off zone coverage, which was stupid. And what had happened? You got ate up. The Rams know how to be efficient with these guys. And I don't see the Bengals stopping that. And Puka is the main guy. So this is another wide receiver one. This is a blah, no brainer. But this goes from like, everyone knows he's a wide receiver two to this is a performance of a wide receiver one this week. He'll do it 3 straight weeks. Then things might get tricky. I don't think he's going to have more targets than he did last week. But if I could bet if he would have, if you gave me 12 and a half targets over under, I'll take the over. Clearly, because he's beat that in 2 straight weeks, but it'll pare down at some point. I go with the low hanging fruit here. Puka Nacua, my surprise wide receiver one this week. Bogman, you're up.
I'm going to pair Baker Mayfield with Chris Godwin. I think I said CJ Gardner-Johnson. He's hurt, but he's played for the Lions. I was thinking James Bradbury was also down. Avante Maddox, James Bradbury, Reed Blankenship, three pieces of that secondary for Philly are down this week. Darius Slay is awesome, but you probably want to put him on the guy who had 170 yards last week in Mike Evans. So Chris Godwin gets Josh Jobe or, you know, who else is here? I'm looking at our lads. Mario Goodrich. Maybe Keely Ringo, the rookie, plays a little bit. Maybe Sidney Brown
like
gets stuck
names.
in the slot spot here. But Chris Godwin is going to be open a lot against Philly. They even have problems at linebacker right now, too. So just too many issues on the defensive side of the ball for Philly. I think Chris Godwin feasts because of this. Like he has a huge day and is an easy wide receiver one.
All right. Surprise wide receiver one for the week for you, Mindy.
I'm going to Amari Cooper here. And this is a guy that was... I actually had benched him in a league because I had to make a decision on if I was going to play him on Sunday when he was still questionable. And I just didn't want to take the L because there was no relevant Browns players to pick up. But this man had 10 targets, 7 catches for 90 yards on what, you know, supposedly not at 100%. But man, just so far, the Titans are so good on the ground and then conversely so bad through the air. Wide receivers have had back-to-back 30-plus point outings total from the wide receiver group against them. The Saints this past week, we saw Chris Olave could have had an even huger day if he kept his foot in the end zone, but he was feasting downfield. Shaheed was doing the same thing. Michael Thomas. Week one, we saw week two what the Chargers were doing against them. Keenan Allen had 2 touchdowns, absolutely feasting. And I expect the number one here for Cleveland and Amari Cooper, who's been targeted 17 times in 2 games. I know Deshaun Watson is not great, but Amari Cooper is going to be getting so much volume against a defense that has no corners that can stop him. I think Amari Cooper is in for a really nice day. I think he's going to be a back-end wide receiver one.
All right, you get to go right back into it. Your surprise wide receiver two of the week as we snake over.
Zay Flowers, man. Zay Flowers versus the Colts. The Colts defense, who I'm double-checking here, I believe the Colts have I've been allowing the second most amount of fantasy points to wide receivers this season. CJ Stroud just threw for the most amount of yards of any quarterback last week. And I'm going to quiz you guys. Can you name me one person in the Indianapolis Colts secondary? Because I can't.
Julian Blackman.
Bogman can. I can't. Bogman's one of the top IDP guys in the land. I couldn't tell you a single player.
Yeah, so non-IDP Dante players, I'm sure it's hard to do. The only people I really know are Buckner and Darius Leonard back there. But honestly, Zay Jones is the de facto number one wideout for this team. OBJ is currently questionable. The Indianapolis Colts back end is horrible. So this is the time Zay Flowers to feast on this team. He is going to be a wide receiver too this week.
Bogman, I mean, it's Kenny Moore and a bunch of nobodies, to be honest with you. And Kenny Moore covers the slot. So
Bogman, you actually took the guy that was my initial thought for this, but then the guy I ended up taking, I'm shocked you didn't have. I'm in love with both of these players from a high end, but you did definitely take the player I would have picked. So who's your surprise?
Well, he's also moved up to wide receiver 22. I was kind of surprised because he started out so low, but I had George Pickens against the Raiders. Raiders secondary, just as bad. Everything Mendy said about Indy, you can say about the Raiders as well. Like their secondary is trash. Pickens had 10 targets, a little slow going on Monday Night Football. We were like, where are all these targets? And of course, you know, most of his yards were on the 71-yard touchdown reception that he had. But I think because of that, let's get the ball in this dude's hands a little bit more. Let's make some short routes for him, deep routes for him, intermediate. Put him in the backfield. I don't care. You need some explosion out of this offense. Pickens is the only guy outside of maybe Warren when they're making him, you know, when they're giving him place in space. Those are the two guys that are explosive. Get the ball in their hands a little bit more. So I think it has to be feed Pickens in this game, and I think he's going to have a ton of targets. So I'll go with Pickens, even though it's a little bit cheating.
Yeah, I do. Oh, well, it's fine. I love that one. Mine is still wide receiver, actually number 25. He's coming at half PPR. I have him at 17 so far this week. Michael Pittman, Bogman's Michael Pittman. He did not take. Baltimore currently giving up the second most receptions to wide receivers. And would you look at this? 23 targets through two games to Michael Pittman, 8 catches per game. And guess here's the slight other little tiny caveat. Doesn't matter which quarterback is out there. It doesn't matter if Anthony Richardson is inactive because Gardner Minshew can get him the ball and will get him the ball. Anthony Richardson has proved that he is one of his main targets. He can do it on both sides of the field. I want to play him every single week. I love Mindy's call as a QB1. This is a great spot against Baltimore secondary, who has been trash as far as going up against wide receivers. And Michael Pittman is the clear cut guy here. 8 catches per game. I'm probably going to have him in somewhere into my prop, especially if we can get 4.5 receptions. I will be looking at Michael Pittman this week, and he is my surprise wide receiver 2 of the week. And I will end it out with Gabe Davis as my sleeper wide receiver of the week going up against Washington. 13 teams have given up 24 or less catches to wide receivers so far this year, but none of those teams have given up more receiving yards than the Washington team at over 350 on just 21 catches. 21 catches for 350 yards. You know what that sounds like? Gabe Davis. That sounds exactly like Gabe Davis. Everything being done in short usage. I absolutely think they are going to try to slang. Gabe Davis is one of those players. He hasn't been great, but he's still getting some of those targets. I think this is a spot where the over under is 48. I want to say it. One of the things I can tell you on the betting side, 96% when I looked last night of the cash is on the over in this game. So you're talking about high flying over, which it might be at 46 or something like that, but the big money is on the over. I think Gabe Davis is going to play a role in this, and this is why I'm putting him at sleeper. And I think he's somewhere in the 40s on the overall ranks. Bogman.
All right. For me, I'm going to go back to the well here, and I know Welsh doesn't like it, but Cortland Sutton got a lot of targets in that second half. I don't think Cortland Sutton sucks. I think Russell Wilson sucks, and I think I held out a little bit of hope for him this year. I just don't have it anymore. Like, dude is not even planting his feet right. He's trying to get that ball out so quick because the offensive line is such trash. I do think it's hilarious that Seattle, like, fixed their offensive line as soon as Russell Wilson left. And now it's breaking down again for Geno. We saw Geno turn into a pumpkin week one, look way better week two. But Russell Wilson is scary to me, but Miami is going to put up points. They just are. Tua is looking great right now. Tyreek, Jalen Waddle may not play. It doesn't matter. They put up points. Denver's going to have to play comeback. which means they're going to be passing a lot in the second half. I think Marvin Mims gets more than six routes run this week as well. He should, you know, like I said, I love Brandon Johnson. I love my guy, LJ Humphrey, but let's get the talent on the field. Let's put Judy, Mims, and Sutton out there, please. And get the best playmakers out there. And Sutton just gets targets, man. Like I said, Sean Payton compared him.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we
Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
To Michael Thomas in 2019. That's absurd. He's never going to put up those numbers. He's never going to get those catches.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! If he can get those targets, that's what I want from Courtland Sutton. And he got 7 last week. I think 6 were in the second half, but he got 7. They just keep going to him. So I'm going to say, as a surprise wide receiver 3 or higher, Courtland Sutton this week.
All right, sleeper wide receiver for the week for you, Mindy. Who do you got?
I'm going, so we look at that Chargers-Vikings game. And right now it is currently, I believe, the highest over-under at 54 points. And everybody's going to look at Justin Jefferson, rightfully so. He's ranked as the number one wide receiver this week. But why can't we go also to the wide receiver 34 in Jordan Addison, who right now through 2 games, he's not even playing the second most amount of snaps among wide receivers, not playing nearly enough right now. But he's already had touchdowns of 62 and 39 yards, and he's been electric with Kirk Cousins. So he's somebody I would actually be scared in this potential high scoring of a game in which the Chargers defense is ranked number one in points allowed to wide receivers this year in fantasy this year. Why would I not want as much of that game as possible, especially someone who's the most explosive in terms of getting downfield on this Vikings team? He's not the best wide receiver on the team, but right now he's shown he's just an absolute amazing deep threat for Kirk Cousins. And I'll tell you guys this, last week I started Jordan Addison in every league I had him. And that included, you know, benching Jahan Dotson, which was a tough decision to make, or, you know, in some other leagues with the tough calls. Same thing this week. He is not leaving my lineup in this matchup. So I think he's going to be somebody that maybe he doesn't have 5 or 6 catches, but I could see him having 3 or 4 catches for 70 plus yards and a touchdown, which is a very useful flex play. Jordan Addison, I think, is going to be an absolute stud in this matchup.
He is David Mendelson, DMindy02 on the Twitters. What do you got going on over at Triple Play? You got your hammer plays of the week. Give us a plug on what's going down with you.
Yeah, I'm always posting Smash the Over picks on Twitter. Usually, you know, at least every Sunday, but sometimes on the single slate games as well. Triple Play, we got stuff always firing out there. We've got our football pod that comes out every single week. We also have the baseball show that comes out every week. Even in the off season, we're still doing content. Tonight, we're actually doing an MVP baseball episode. So if you like MVP baseball 2005, that's what we'll be kind of covering tonight. And basketball content, we'll be getting ready to fire back up soon. So yeah, man, we're always producing something, fantasy baseball, basketball, or football. So come check us out.
Follow them on the Twitters. Follow the pods. Mindy, we love you, brother. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, you guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Stay here right now. Believe in me.
message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. Record yourself 60 seconds or less. You can do that. And then you could send it in to us. It could be start and sit. It can be a trade. It can be what do you think about this guy rest of season. It could be having fun, parody. You could have a take. You could have a pick. Whatever it is, make the show better. Ask yourself when you listen to this, if you did one, did you make the show better? Did you make it better? Well, that's the big question. First up here, because he was the very first voicemail, voicemail, and I'm going to give him the credit because he got the brunt of me because he said something stupid. You say something stupid in the group me rooms, and I'm going to go at you.
This sounds like a real good apology.
I'm not going to apologize, but he said something stupid, so I'm going to let him have his moment first. He said, go Rams on there. So
how dare you?
Garbage.
How dare you?
As the Niners were losing or whatever, you say, go Rams, you know, and you will be publicly shunned. And I had a little bit of a meltdown. But then what I decided was I was the better person, and I would root for his team because I am the better person. I said, you know what? Go Cowboys. Let's go Cowboys. Yeah. Hope you beat up on those Jets because I'm a
what
better
was it
friend.
You said about the Cowboys right before that? I'm just trying to remember this.
I don't know. It's not important. We're not looking at the past. We're just talking that I am a better friend and a better friend to the ITL members that I root for you, even when you are being rude and rooting against me because I have to be able to sleep at night. Maybe you can't.
Can you just remind me, what does Josh say to me every time he sees my face on a screen? Well, what is that? What does he say to me?
He says, hey, fella. Hey, fella.
He says, hey, there's my friend Bogman. There he is. That's hey, exactly fella. Right. Definitely not F the Steelers.
No idea what this is going to be about. He did say, great comeback, Welsh. Never a doubt. As you said, here's one for you. And then I think he gave me some notes that I don't know if we need to put on here. But he did tell me what this is from. So here you go. I don't know why I got it twice, but there you go. Rob Didden. Good on you for sending this. I'm a better friend. Then you are a better friend to me, but thank you for being a good listener.
He gives us money every month.
That's true. But I'm rooting for him. He's actively rooting against me. So I'm technically a better friend. He's a better maybe person. But let's go.
CMC was putting in his work early, even though we started off slow. These stupid Rams keep hanging around. Kyren Williams is legit, now we know. It feels like we've been losing forever. It was maybe 5 minutes on the screen, but Jake Moody will kick and Purdy will rebound, and Debo got it in on the ground. I'm singing this for revenge. Now our win total is 2. Finally show them who rules the NFC West. Hey Welsh, I'm singing this for you.
I thought I was going to say Captain Jack, but that wasn't. That was Captain Ron. I did my hands up like this was Breakfast Club there. That song, by the way, he said was a parody from, it was the training montage by the Mountain Goats, which was a shout out to Jesse. Apparently that is one of his favorite bands, and that's where that came from. So training montage, if you want to listen to it. Okay, so maybe he wins as like a tiny bit of better friend. He made a song for me.
I was going to say, if you want to keep that prize as better friend, you got to make a song back for Rob. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll think. Yeah. I can think of a parody song or two for the Cowboys. Yeah. I'll work on that. We'll work on that. So
I'm sorry. Sorry I put that idea in his head, Rob. That's my bad. That's on me.
All right. 1 point in favor of Rob. Everybody. 1 point in favor of Rob for the best friend battle. So I just want to point out. Friend championship, you did get an extra point. Good on you. I like that very much. I like a good soulful song there. All right, who else do we have here? I think we had, where is he? Oh, yes. This one is for Bogman. It's Daddy.
Daddy's back. What the hell? Daddy's been so busy.
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Daddy
now
wants to tell you, Ole Miss +7.
I do
take
like that.
Him now.
You like that one?
Also,
wash your hands.
Daddy has a league where he has Austin Eckler, Pacheco, Cam Akers, and Jamal Williams as his running back. So Daddy spent $55 of his $100 fab on Jerome Ford.
That's fine.
Is that smart or is that not smart? Yo, Daddy, it's Moyes. Oh, no. My alter ego has found me. Guys, don't worry. I'll be back next week. I got to take care of Daddy. No.
Oh, what an acting job that was. Oh, no. My alter ego has found me.
Man, there has better acting in porn, I think, than
oh, my God. Cool. That was, you know what? It only would have made it better if he said, my alter ego has found me. And then he's like, I'm going to go take care of him. Daddy, that guy, real.
Why do you indulge him and call him daddy?
A little Lauren Hobart there at the end with the Beetlejuice musical there. Lordy. Daddy.
What was with the noise at the beginning?
Did you hear? Wait, hold on. Listen to this. Listen. Oh, it's so like even God. The breath I'm before. Pulling my head
into the way and I can still hear it.
Why does he have to do it from the bathroom, though? That's what bothers me. That's like the main thing. Like that, all the like gross innuendo to Bogman and like, hey.
Well, because Moyes is waiting outside. That's why.
I didn't know that there's an alter ego situation. So we'll have to follow this story as the season goes on. I know everybody is very excited about it, but
I think if you're somebody that likes being called daddy, it's always an alter ego situation. So
yeah, we haven't heard from Famous, but Famous has an alter ego of Debbie.
Well, there's different alter egos.
But like hearing them interact, that was a very split like moment.
it was for sure. All right, so it was disturbing. Go. So anyway, no, I think that spending the money on Jerome Ford, that because he said, what was it, $55? I think that's right. That's a lot. And you still got him as over 50%. It's not 88. So I think you're doing OK.
You had to, too. Like, OK, let me ask you this, though. Would you have been all pissy if with the running backs he just told you if he would have spent 75?
Yeah, I would have.
He wouldn't have an active running back this week.
He had Pacheco and somebody else. That was two.
Loser. So, stinks.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. One. He'd have
now,
one
you're
active.
Just gaslighting me now.
Okay, but he wouldn't have an active RB2.
Yeah, yes, it was. He had whoever he said at the beginning was not great. Wasn't it like DeAndre Swift? And then
he said Andre,
well, Jamal
he said
Williams
Eckler,
was banged up.
Eckler's out. Jamal Williams is out. Cam Akers. He literally had one active running back in Pacheco.
You know what? Instead of spending that much money, I think I'd try to trade for somebody. But
okay, but trading is not as easy as you're making
it out. It's not
trading
guaranteed.
Is harder
you're right.
than ever.
You're right. But also there's other running backs to take on the wire.
So you'd rather talk to people? One. You'd rather talk to people and try to make trades than just spend your fab on Ford?
I would. Yeah, I would. What is your problem now? Stop. What is happening?
Here's Nick. Nick is in the house. I don't think we've talked
what up,
to Nick,
Nick
before. What do you got, Nick? Oh, Nick's got a video, so we're going to have to watch it. So hold on.
And this is where we pad the show with stuff and facts and things.
Keep
stuff
singing.
And facts and things. Don't spend $88. This is my song right here. Okay.
Hi, guys. 10-team Dynasty League. In our rookie supplemental draft this year, I had the 10th pick. I went Dalton Kincaid at the 110 and Roshan Johnson at the 210. When I looked at the draft board, I could have had Zach Charbonnet at the 110 and Sam LaPorta at the 210. Which tight end running back combo do you like better, Kincaid and Roshan Johnson or LaPorta and Zach Charbonnet? Thank you, guys.
Ooh, I love Nick. I forgot Nick always does he won't look at us, no eye contact, but he did he put up some messages as it went on, so that's what we were talking about. So we love Nick. That's a good one because like I think I like LaPorta over Kincaid right now, and I think I like Roshan long term over Charbonnet. But I don't know the gap. I think there's a big, okay, how about this? I think there's a bigger gap between Roshan and Charbonnet than there is LaPorta and Kincaid. And I know you like Charbonnet.
I do like Charbonnet, but I do think that from what we've seen so far, it's still definitely Kenneth Walker's show. I think the tight ends are fairly equal, even though we're still getting passes to Dawson Knox. we're getting a ton of work to Kincaid as well, and Laporta has been involved.
By that standard, which would you?
Man, I think I am going to go with Roschon on the Roschon side here. It's funny that I say that now. It is really close because.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Who's in Nick Chum? It's true.
Captain Jack.
You can tell when someone's heart is in something. And I felt that you could feel the pain down in inside
of him. That might be the last voicemail.
You could feel that he was hit. I felt it. I got chills on that. If I had a lighter, I was lighting it up.
Wise Jack Boyce, did it again. Men spend $88 on Jerome Ford. No?
Of course, you brought it back to that. Boyce, you did it again. That was an instant classic, instant so classic, my friend. I felt it, and I could feel it in your soul. Somebody go send that man some love, because Jack definitely lost Nick Chubb in a league or two. You can definitely tell how that happened. Thank you so much to Jack Boyce, to Barrow, to Rob Didden, who I am a very good friend of, and everybody else that hung out. David Mendelson for coming and doing the ranks. Thank you to you guys. Fantastic week as always. Coming up here on Friday, Bet This League. The podcast will drop right here on the feed. We'll also be live on our Twitch, 3 p.m. Eastern, for an hour going through our best bets. It was a very good week, too, if you listen to Bet This League. Very good. Hopefully, we can extend it again. We go through the best props, the best bets, ton of stuff, talk where the money is, just talk theory. Come and hang out with us. We love that you do. Or like I said, you can just listen on the podcast front. We got a bunch of other stuff. We're around and all the places, all the things. Follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? That's how you get involved in it. Go to inthisleague.com on the Patreon to support us. And that's it. Promo code ITL over on Underdog. That's all I can think of, man. We did it. We're going to try to do it again in week 3. We'll talk to you guys on Friday. Got to get out of here. Goodbye, you guys.
Oh, yeah. See you, Giz.
See you, Giz.
Hey, Giz.
Giz.